All right, we are live. So welcome to our call today, everyone. I'm so excited to be here today. And this is going to be a regular occurrence on a week-to-week basis, because one of the things I've noticed in all of my years of coaching network marketers and entrepreneurs, the skills themselves, the marketing skills and stuff like that, really aren't that hard to learn. Like becoming a brain surgeon is hard, but marketing isn't. But I see people getting stuck over and over and over again, even when they have the skills. And that's everything to do with mindset. And typically, that's where people get stuck. They'll get to a certain level, and then everything just either stalls or falls apart. So I want to introduce you to a very special guest today. Her name is Paige Royal. She's an incredible mindset coach with a very, very different skill set when it comes to coaching mindset. And she's going to be with us in this group to really help you create breakthroughs in your business, in your life, in your relationships. So welcome, Paige. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to just to get to know everyone in here and just to help people along the way.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And that's what this group really is all about. It's about helping people take steps in their lives to become better at whatever it is they're choosing to become better at. So I think a lot of it has to do with mindset. And that's why I think you're going to be such a valuable member and contributor to this community. So Paige, can you describe how you ended up doing what you do?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I was originally, well, Coles Notes version. I was originally a corporate securities paralegal for many, many years. So I worked in, you know, big law firms across the country. I'm in Canada. So yeah, we're both from Canada. So that's how I started out. And I always knew, like, from a very young age that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just didn't know how, because, you know, like dating myself a little bit, but this was Yellow Pages type. And it was like, well, what do you do? Like, what do I do? I'm 21 years old, you know, like, how do I start a business? So anyway, you fast forward 20 some odd years, 30 years, right? Almost. Mm-hmm. And I just decided that I wanted to leave corporate. And I actually started out going down the road of network marketing, just because it was an easy, it seemed like an easy way to do it, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you get into entrepreneurship, you begin to realize, like, we are our biggest obstacle. Like, we think that there's, like, all this stuff going on outside of us, but really, you know, becoming a success in being an entrepreneur really is an inside job. And so, I did some network marketing, and then I became a cycling coach, a nutrition coach for women. And what I discovered was, you know, I was teaching skills like how to climb hills, how to do their gearing, how to, like, ride single track on mountain bikes and on road bikes. And I started realizing, like, it wasn't really about the skills. It was how they were thinking about what it was that they were doing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow. I'm like, everyone's talking smack to themselves in their mind, including me, right? When I would turn a corner and look at the hill, I'd be like, oh no. And I'd get on the hill and I'd say things like, I suck, I'm terrible, I'm the last one, you know, and all this, like, self-deprecating talk that was going on, which, you know, is really conducive to business too, right? Like, the same thing's happening. It's just in a different way. So then that's when I decided, like, mindset, like, the way we have to change the way, when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. And so that's when I really decided, okay, there's something to this whole mindset thing. I don't know how to help people yet, but I'm going to learn, right? Mm-hmm. And it just became what I was obsessed with, was just, like, how the mind works, like, how we're getting in our own way from our success in whatever it is, whether it's our health, our wealth, our business, our relationships, communicating, all those kinds of things. Because when you look at entrepreneurship, it's, you're in the business of relationships, no matter what business you're in, right? It's, you're in the business of building relationships. And if you're, yeah, well, I mean, you can ask, like, I'm not sure how much you want me to go into this, but, like, Yeah. It's just, we can come up against things when we're building relationships because we're afraid of what people think of us, or we're afraid of what they'll say, or like just fearful of being judged and all that. So we can really get stuck there, you know, in various ways.
Absolutely. No, I totally get it. And I've seen it over and over again where people know what to do. And especially in sort of the network marketing, affiliate marketing, kind of online home-based business realm, the skills themselves really aren't that hard.
No.
They're not. They're, you know, post something on social media, approach people, follow up, have conversations, but people will avoid those things like the plague. And that's what's going to build their business. Those are the income producing activities. They'll avoid them by like the plague, and they'll go and they'll, you know, do their personal development and do a training course and scroll through social media. And they wonder why they're stuck. And it's not because of a lack of skills, because the skill, you know, to learn the skills, it's all out there. And most of it is free these days. It's what's happening here. They're avoiding what they perceive might cause them pain. So what would you say to someone who maybe, you know, they don't realize that it's their mindset that's holding them back? Like they're wondering why they're stuck in their business and everyone around them is doing better. And they maybe don't, like, what would you say to someone who might not realize that they're stuck?
Yeah, it's like you said, right? There's money-making activities, mm-hmm. right, related to your business. And then there's busy related activities in your business. And so oftentimes what we like to do, well, let's just put it like this, you know, like we have a conscious mind and an unconscious mind, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it makes up our entire mind. They're both parts, components of us. But it's just that our conscious mind is only 5% of our mind, and our unconscious mind is 95% of our mind, right? And so we like, our unconscious mind likes to keep us safe. It's actually its main job is to keep us safe. And so doing things that are outside relationships with people, making the ask, you know, doing those money related business building activities, our unconscious mind will have us do things like procrastinate, because we're like, that's not a safe activity to do because we don't know what that person's going to say. Like, we're not in full control of that. So we might get rejected, right? So say we're talking to someone and we're like, you know, I have this really great, like, you know, like with this company, right? Yeah. You know, like we have this really, these really great products, and it's like a grocery store, you know, that you just go and shop at. We might get fearful of that because we're fearing rejection. Well, where does that fear of rejection come from? Right? And it could be, and it oftentimes, like, 99.9% of the time, comes from our past, right? It comes from the past. Like maybe we asked someone, one of our little friends on the playground, to do something and they said no. Or, you know, maybe we got bullied when we were in public school. Maybe mm-hmm. like all sorts of, maybe at home, you know, something happened at home and we just fear this rejection and fear asking for something because we feel bad, or we feel like we're putting someone out, or we feel like we're asking too much, or we're just afraid that someone's going to go, no, you know?
Right.
So it's like, so then we start carrying this through, and this is something we've carried through. And it's the same for me, right? I carried these things through personally my whole life, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you get to this age and you're wanting to build something and you're going through, and it's just, you're the same fear that happened got compounded over the years. So now then when you get to something like building a business, mm-hmm. you're afraid of being rejected. And that's where it's coming from. It's like, I always say, you know, in my coaching business, which is very different to other coaches, because a lot of coaches will say, what's your goal? Like, what is it that you want to create here? Mm-hmm. And then you're going to set, like, you're just going to take action to and account, have accountability and focus on what you want and move through. Problem is like the past comes in to your present moment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it creates these behaviors like self-sabotage, like procrastination, like working on everything else except for what you know, because we all know what it is that we actually need to do to build a business, but we'll do everything first before we get to that. And then by the end of the day, we're like, oh, we don't have time for that. You know,
absolutely.
I am so guilty of this. Like, this was me. You know, this was
me. Oh, it was me too. Years ago, it was like, I would save it till the end of the day. And then I would go, oh, I can't call someone at this time of night. And it was self-sabotage.
Oh, yeah. 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 There's no, because at the end of the day, I know a lot of people don't like saying, but at the end of the day, there's no right time. There's no perfect time for anything.
No.
Just like the time, right? The time right now is the perfect time. It's yeah. Like we always wait, oh no, it's too late right now, or oh, they're probably eating dinner right now, or oh, I don't know, Facebook probably won't show my post right now, so what's the point in posting it? Like all these stories that we make up, right? You know, it's and I was there. Like it's everyone, I wouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people will stay stuck in these cycles. And all that's happening right there is it's your unconscious mind wanting to keep you safe. Mm. It just doesn't, it wants to know what the result is. And if it doesn't know what the result is, then that's not safe.
Right. Right.
So you might as well stay uncomfortable where you are, because that's the uncomfortable that you know.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what's familiar. People want to stay in what's familiar, even if what's familiar sucks.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So do you also think that, and this is just something I've observed, and I'd like to hear what your thoughts on it. Sometimes I see people in their business, like they'll give it a good go, right? And they're in some kind of momentum, you know, maybe they're approaching people, having conversations, they're getting some customers, they might be, you know, recruiting a few people, and then everything stops. It's like the law of the lid, right? Mm-hmm. Do you ever, like, what's your sort of view on that? Because I've seen that happen to people too.
Mm-hmm. It's a form of self-sabotage. So mm-hmm. So I like to look at like goal setting, for example, at the beginning of the year in January, so many people set goals, and let's just use health for an example, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who teach on goal setting. But I think a missing component to really realize when you're setting a goal is that your conscious mind is how we've talked about the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. The conscious mind, which is 5% of your mind, is the goal setter. It's the one that says, I'm going to lose 20 pounds this year, or within 3 months, or within 6 months, whatever you choose, right? Or I'm going to go to the gym like however many days a week, starting January 1st, I'm on this health kick, you know, and I'm going to do this thing. And then everyone, you know, who works out regular is like, oh gosh, here they all come, right? They're all coming to the gym now, which you know this, right?
I saw every January when I owned my gym, every January, it'd be full.
Yeah. So the conscious mind is like, great. It's like, I'm going to do this. I am on like New Year's resolutions. Yeah. We're going to gyms are full. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, when would it be, Ruth?
Like, it would be about 6 weeks.
About six
weeks. Mid-February, the gym was back to the old regulars.
Yeah. And that's because, so the conscious mind is the goal setter. It sets the goal. The unconscious mind is the goal getter. So depending on the patterns that you run in the past, which are from the past, from right from childhood, even like in the womb, even passed down genealogically, past lives, if you believe in any of that stuff. Like, these are the patterns that you've been running your whole life. They're so strong that that like you'll be doing this workout thing, and then all of a sudden your conscious mind comes in and says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Your unconscious mind's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, this is not what we do. This isn't what we do. So then we revert back to the way we used to do things. Just, and the reason for that is because it's like a record player. And it's just, the grooves are so strong that it plays a song, right?
Right.
And then you kind of change the grooves, but it's like, no, hang on a second. I think you used the analogy railroad tracks, right? It wants to stay in the, it wants to stay on the tracks, right? Mm-hmm. So it goes back to the tracks because this is what it knows. This is what's familiar. Mm-hmm. And so what I do when I come in is we scratch the record. Like we break the tracks.
I love so that
you can create a new behavior, right? It's all about behaviors. Yeah.
Right. So when you and I spoke about what you do, and I shared with you that, you know, I did a lot of like letting go and mindset work years and years ago that quite frankly absolutely changed everything about my business, right? I was stuck. I was fearful. I was the person who told myself a lot of stories, and I was able to create some awareness around why I did what I did and eventually like break free of it, right? But it took me literally, I'm going to say at least 2 years to go through a process like that. But what you described to me in terms of what you do with people is very, very unique and different. And that's why I was so excited to share like your knowledge and your, I don't even know what to call it, skill in helping people let go. Because I think it's just so impactful that you can help people much more quickly than the process that I went through in the past.
Yeah. It's, you know, a lot of coaches, and this is, there's nothing wrong with this because there's coaches for everyone at every stage in their process, right? I spent time, you know, I had some pretty, like, to be honest, like traumatic things that happen. I don't really like personally, I did have a lot of traumatic happen when I was younger that were really like playing out in my current reality. So we were talking about this before where, and we'll talk about my process through this as well. Is just your past is really dictating. It's really dictating your future. And so if we have these colorful pasts with a lot of stuff that's happened, which is the vast majority of humanity.
I like what you said there, colorful. That was mine. It was very colorful.
Colorful by choice and colorful not by choice, right? It was, right. Yeah. Like I was colorful. Yeah. And then also, yeah, things happen that like sucked, right? I wouldn't have chose it, right? Like, or yeah, I didn't have control over it and stuff, right? So, you know, my process is really about letting go of the past, right? Because it's kind of like, for those of you who ride bikes, and even if you don't, you know what it's like when you're riding a bike and you're riding through a mud trail, or maybe you're riding on a sidewalk and then all the stuff is flipping up from your tires. And it's all, you're probably hopefully wearing glasses. And if you aren't, you wished you had, you might have a memory of that, but it's all flipping up onto your lenses. Right. And I like to think of that as the past, right? So you're like, you've got these glasses on and you're riding your bike and you're like, where am I going? Like, I don't know where I'm going. Do I need to go? Is there a way that way? Or do I need to go this way? You know? And so you're riding along. And so I like to think of it as that your past is on your glasses. So you're making these decisions based on your past that is really creating your future for you, right? Mm-hmm. Where I come in as a different kind of coach is I come in and we release the past. Like, so that and which is essentially like wiping this lens clean so you can come back to the essence of who you are, like before you got covered up with all the cultural and social conditioning that we've, you know, had, and all the things, all the past experiences and beliefs and values you've adopted that are not yours. They're just what you saw growing up.
Right.
So it's a lot of our beliefs and values are not ours. It's they're the beliefs and values of the people that we spend the most time with when we were in very formative years, from about 0 to 8 years, and even in the womb. And so we carry those through. Now, if they're not really working for us, like these beliefs and values are so strong that we, whether they are working for us or against us, whether we think maybe we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not doing enough, we're not worthy of something, or we're not lovable, or any of that, which comes in the forms of all sorts of self-sabotaging behaviors, we will prove those things to be true if that's how we truly feel inside.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what we do in my coaching is I'm really focused right at the very beginning, very intensely on becoming neutral on the past. It happened. Whatever happened there happened. Right. But it's not dictating. It's like I'm taking my power back and I'm saying, no, my past is not going to dictate my future and the success of my future in whatever area of life that I'm working on. I'm going to clear the slate on that. And a lot of people will think, well, that's not possible, that I've had like really traumatic things happen.
Right.
And so have I, and so have a lot of my clients. And mm-hmm. what I can say is that it is possible that it happened. You're not forgetting, but it's, you become emotionally neutral. So that it's no longer controlling you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening a lot of the times, is we have this past and sometimes we can go back there and dwell on it, or sometimes we even think that we've taken care of it. You know, we can think, oh, I've passed that. It's so many years ago. It's like 30 mm-hmm. years ago. I've already talked to a therapist. I've already talked to a coach. But if you still don't feel like, if someone doesn't feel like they're good enough, then chances are it's still playing out in their
still hanging around.
Yeah. So we're basically wiping the lens clear. And we're sort of scratching the record on all that stuff so that you come to a place where you know that you're enough. Just mm-hmm. the way you are right now. There's nothing that you have to change about you. There's no amount of weight, no amount of success, because we can equate all of those things to our success. No amount of money. That mm-hmm. it's like you're perfect just who you are right now. And so when we're not getting the results that we want, then we know oftentimes it's this past piece playing out in our current reality, informing our decisions for our, what we would like as our compelling future.
Right.
Does that make sense to that?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I love your analogy of like the glasses, because I can see that, right? You know, stuff coming off your wheels and mud and all that stuff, just, and you're trying to see through it, but you can't see clearly. And then wiping it away makes all the difference. I love that. So Paige, I know that I want to bring you back like all the time in this group, because it's huge value. Maybe next time we can talk about some of the tech, like some of the techniques you might use or have used with your clients to help create that, I won't call it quick, but pretty quick clearing. And, you know, when you described it to me and told me about some of the clients that you had had, it's really profound, because like I said, it took me a couple of years to just, you know, let go. And when it can happen faster than that, I mean, I'll tell you, the older I get, the more urgency I have with everything to get it all done. So it's huge value to people.
Yeah.
So guys, I was just going to say, if you would like to connect with Paige, I know, Paige, can you describe like a little bit about how people can connect with you and what you do initially when you in that first little call with them?
Yeah. Like, we'll do about a half an hour call is usually, or, you know, we can do a 50, just, yeah, we'll get on a call essentially. And I want to get to know, whoever it is that I'm speaking to. Mm-hmm. I'm a different kind of coach where, like there's a real relationship. Like, it's not just, I'm really not, I wouldn't say invested, right? Like, it's like, I hold you in a place where I see you already transformed. Like, I don't see you as you are now. And mm-hmm. so, but I want to hear, like, what is it? What is your vision? Like, what is your dreams? Like, what are you desiring to create in your life in no matter what area or all the areas? Mm-hmm. And then I want to know also, like, what's stopping you? Like, what's preventing you from creating that? Right. And then just coming up with a plan, like what would be a strategy, you know, that you could use. I mean, I use mindset, right? So I'm not really like, if we're going to do strategy there, it'll be from a mindset perspective. Like what would be the best thing for you to start doing now to start moving forward, start creating the results that you want in your life? I don't know. I like, for me personally, it's like, you know, you said, Ruth, like I took a long time to try and, you know, transform and use different, all sorts of different modalities. And it wasn't until I found this, that I was like, whoa, I can't, like, it was just so profound. The transformations that I had personally, mm-hmm. that I was like, I can't not help other people do this. Like, this is the thing.
I love that. I was blown away by what you told me. So guys, if you'd like to connect with Paige, I know she does her first call free, that getting to know you, give you some value, see if you guys are a fit, see if she can help you, drop an info in the comments below and we'll make sure we get you Paige's information so that you can have that connection with her. So thanks for coming on today, Paige. Yeah. And we'll be back next week with more on Mindset with Paige, and excited for next week to hear about some of the other things that you're doing with your clients to help them and some of the testimonials. Oh my gosh, the testimonials I've read are just incredible. So thanks for coming on, Paige.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And yeah, just thanks everyone for watching, and I'm excited to get to know you.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Have a great day, guys. We'll be back again next week. Bye.
Bye.